You probably just finished reading all the 2014 year-end lists of the best movies, books, and music of the year. But if you're anything like us, you're already chomping at the bit in anticipation for what's to come in 2015. And thankfully, there's lots of good local music to look forward to.
Burnt night here in this city.
I talked with Lenore Lanova, one of the co-founders of the local music blog Yab Yum, about what local releases she's most excited about in the new year.
Phoenix and the surrounding area really has a very eclectic music scene. Any sort of genre you might be interested in, I can almost guarantee you'll find a band here that you like. But some of the styles that are more specific to the area, I think we do have a very strong sort of weird folk, weird punk movement with the younger kids. That's really gained a lot in popularity in the past few years. Some of those bands like Playboy Man Baby, Leonardo da Capricorn, they really have developed sort of a following for that sort of Phoenix-style strangeness.
What have you heard so far that maybe the average person hasn't heard that they will hear in 2015? What has you excited or what has you surprised?
Well, 2014 was such a wonderful year. It's going to be hard to top, but from some of the early tracks we've been listening to, I can definitely say 2015 is going to be a contender for one of the best years in music here. The band Decker out of Sedona, they are working on a new album, Patsy, that'll be coming out in January that lots of folks are very excited about.
Fool me once, said shame on you. Got a thing to say or two. Been digging in the dirt for days, have made a humble home for bones to lay. So if you got something to say, why don't you take it to the grave?
Decker is fronted by Brandon Decker, and they've been going through some lineup changes this year. So we're excited to see the new lineup in 2015.
Is that changing their sound as they change their lineup?
They have kind of a fuller, richer sound now. Some of the earlier Decker albums has a bit more of a stripped-down Americana. This one, you definitely hear more of the fullness of gospel music in it. It's definitely going to be a wonderful album. We've had a sneak listen, so we can't wait.
Clean up the wounds, bandage what bleeds, ramble and gamble and scramble if you please. They see the road to hell is paved with plenty of these, but then they get on their knees for pray to a priest. So if you got something to say, I guess someone is always listening.
What's the next track we should try?
So the JJCMV track is The Rowdiest I Brought. So that's JJCNV. They kind of have a different sound from other punk bands in the area, which is one of the things I really like about them. A lot of times when you're hearing punk bands, you're hearing a rehashing of earlier sounds, music that was popular in the 70s or the 80s, or God forbid, punk pop of the 90s. But with JJCNV, you're really getting something different, something modern, but still incorporating that harder punk sound. There's a lot of gurs and guitars and distortion, and it's wonderful. And we should be expecting that album probably late January, early February.
Now, is that the only track you've heard so far?
I've actually heard a couple of tracks.
Can you give us an idea? I mean, is that basically what people are going to hear? Is that the sort of the driving beat, or do they sort of change it up from?
They definitely don't have what I would consider like a shoebox sound where everything sounds exactly the same. They definitely vary throughout their tracks, which is really nice when you're listening to albums all day. The next track is from a band called Fairy Bones, and they've been working on an album for a while. They released a couple of singles this past year in prelude to an album that's coming out in 2015. So we've had a lot of time to spend with these songs, and now the anticipation's just there. Like, we want the rest of them. We want them now. Chelsea Louise, who's the front woman for Fairy Bones, just has this incredible musical theater voice. And when she applies it to the rock and roll that her band makes, you really get something special. Fairy Bones Crew is known for mixing things up. They definitely combine different genres to make their own sound, and really one of those bands that you want to see perform live, because until you see Chelsea belting it out on top of her, on top of the speakers, you really haven't lived.
You put quite a mix together for us, really, from all moods of the day or night. It's great.
Yeah, we're an eclectic bunch. We try and branch out into all things.
So what's our next track?
This song is from a band called Owl and Penny. A musician by the name of Brian Osterman fronts that band. He has a very peaceful, mellow, almost nature-driven sound. You'll definitely hear a lot of imagery in his music, and just a beautiful songwriter. He's going to be releasing a new EP called Elder this year, and we brought the track Wild Woods from that.
That had a very thick sound, thicker than the other tracks we've heard.
Right. I think in the layering of sounds, he definitely creates those visual landscapes that you sort of follow in your mind when you're listening. And just the richness of those layers, it almost sounds like he's using felled trees and sticks to beat out a drum. It's going to be a wonderful release, I'm sure.
Lenore Lenova is one of the co-founders of the local music blog Yab Yum. To hear some of the music we're looking forward to in 2015, including some extras that you haven't heard yet, visit kjzz.org.